At Harris Vaccines, a startup company in Ames, Anya Doolittle and Victoria Jansen wipe clean small bottles containing a white milky liquid and then apply labels. They're shipping out vaccine for porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED. There's urgency to the work. In a total swine herd of 66 million animals, PED is likely to blame for the deaths of about a million piglets. And that toll is rising. The virus first turned up in the U.S. last spring, but Harris Vaccines founder Hank Harris had been following its impact in parts of Europe and Asia, where efforts to quell it with vaccines have not been terribly successful.
The company was interested in developing a vaccine before the virus occurred in the United States, but as soon as it occurred in the United States, that increased our interest significantly.
Harris Vaccines and other veterinary companies are pumping out vaccine, scrambling to control the outbreak. But Harris says even his current vaccine isn't enough to protect all piglets in infected herds.
It's not giving 100% protection in those situations. And so that's why we have a Generation 2 vaccine that we're developing already.
Like Harris, Sabrina Swenson of the USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory knew PED was out there and could come to this country.
One of our roles is to try to anticipate potential things and look to make sure that we have diagnostics in place. And many years ago, we had a concern of the potential for PED to come into the United States.
And since its arrival, PED has been spreading relentlessly. Think of a preschool classroom where the children must wash their hands several times a day. Even so, when one gets a cold, quickly most do, and they tend to get sicker than their parents and teachers. Similarly, PED spreads fast within barns and from farm to farm, even when strict biosecurity measures, the hand washing of the livestock industry, are in place. That's because it can survive in tiny bits of manure that travel on boots or trucks. Adult pigs typically recover, but Iowa State University veterinary medicine professor Rodney Baker says baby pigs do not.
The pigs die from dehydration. The baby pigs just cannot withstand losing all their body fluids as fast as they do.
Once they're older than about 10 weeks, Baker says, pigs aren't nearly as vulnerable. But new winter litters remain at risk because the virus likes the cold.
It's easy to imagine that we could have lost a million pigs, and before the winter's over, I wouldn't be surprised that the impact could be maybe 3-4 times that.
As for consumers, it's not clear yet whether bacon and ham prices will go up. Too many other factors are also in play. But Baker says the ongoing outbreak could be a bonus for some farmers.
The good news is those farmers that keep the virus out, there's economic opportunity for them compared to those that, you know, fail to keep it out.
And he says it's the smaller independent producers, ones who have fewer hogs and minimal contact with other farms, who are having the most success. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.